interesting topic. It kind of starts with a little bit of a heartbreaking, scary story. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Man, I have so been waiting to get to talk to you about this. I was reading through the story on your website, warpandwoof.org, and I thought, oh my goodness, just so many emotions I could feel even as I was reading it. And I can only imagine what you and the people directly involved were feeling when you lived through this. You've got a close friend, Terry McIntosh, who lived after what a lot of people believed would be a life-ending trauma. Tell us that story, Mark.
Yeah, this was really quite something. In the middle of November 2016, I was working on my computer. I'm always writing, so I'm on my computer typing away, and this message flashed across my screen. Terry has just been taken by ambulance to a local hospital. Updates to follow. Terry and Kathy are personal friends. We've taught together. So I immediately reached out to Kathy, and I said, you know, I saw this message about Terry. What hospital should I go to? I'll meet you there. And she wrote back and said, he's at Methodist, but I don't have a car to get there. So I texted back and said, I'll be right there to pick you up. And man, we went down I-69 down to Methodist in the city in Indianapolis. And, we didn't know what to expect. You know, it's a 30-minute car ride. We talked, we prayed on our way down. I should mention, by the way, in this arena of instant communication, sometimes we don't always get the information that we need. We were directed immediately to where Terry had just exited emergency surgery. The doctor entered this small little counseling room. Kathy invited me to attend this little meeting, and the doctor spoke in short clipped statements. He said, you know, Terry had suffered enormous blood loss. These upcoming surgeries were going to happen, numerous surgeries within days, within hours, actually. And, you know, they were not sure whether or not Terry would live. And the doctor was direct without being blunt. You know, he said, look, Terry shouldn't even be alive, really, quite frankly. Terry suffered an abdominal aneurysm, which, if anybody's listening to this, has any medical knowledge at all, knows that this is pretty much life-ending. This vessel burst in his abdomen, and his body filled with blood. They had to suture him immediately, go through various surgeries, all kinds of things. Terry came out of those surgeries early on through very, very tenuous circumstances and timing. And he was shuttled back and forth over the next months, in fact, for the next year, to various hospitals where he was increasingly getting better and better and better. And what was really fascinating, of course, to everybody involved, including the doctor, was that Terry actually made it through this. Nobody expected him to live. And when the doctor approached Kathy about this, Kathy would reiterate her viewpoint every single time she talked to the doctor. I was there so much of the time. And she said constantly, Terry's a fighter, and I know that our prayers have an impact. And in a world of physical naturalism, you know, we live in a world like that, unfortunately, where we don't always expect supernatural outcomes. For those of us close to this situation, we certainly saw the supernatural outcome take place in Terry's life. And Terry's up and around now, doing physical therapy after 15 months after this incident. And it's just wonderful to continue our friendship on this side of eternity.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, Dr. Mark, so when you're talking about Terry's physical healing, as a theologian, how do you describe that, right? How do you describe that physical healing that took place inside of his body?
Sure, yeah. Honestly, the scriptures pretty much tell us that these things are miraculous. There are a couple of words in Hebrew that suggest that these ideas are exceptional, extraordinary, amazing, and astonishing. There are so many passages in the First Testament and the Old Testament that emphasize these ideas, that God's work in human affairs is beyond explanation. In fact, Habakkuk 1:5 says, you wouldn't believe it even if you were told. I always get a chuckle out of that phrase in Habakkuk 1:5. The psalmist says these things are astonishing, full of praise. In Exodus says, these things were never done before in any nation in all the world. And of course, this is hearkening back to the great Exodus out of Egypt. But we see these kinds of miraculous ideas consistently in life. They have been publicly witnessed for everybody to share, the psalmist says. They've been proclaimed. This is something that God has fashioned in his world, and showing his involvement, his personal involvement in human affairs. All of these concepts are regularly dotted throughout Scripture.
You know, Mark, I know that there are doctors out there who are Bible-believing Christians who do have faith, and I know they know that prayer makes an impact, but not all physicians are Christians, and I can only imagine what some of the doctors might have been thinking as that belief was reiterated, where Terry was concerned, our prayers make an impact. He's a fighter. How do doctors generally respond to the discussion of prayer and healing?
Sure. I would say that generally, again, in Terry's situation, that the doctors were truly amazed, that they had absolutely no physical, physiological explanation for what happened with Terry. But I was doing some searches on this particular issue. What do doctors believe about prayer and healing? And there have been numerous studies, and I can't overemphasize that to your listeners. There are numerous studies where doctors are asking the question, are we missing something if we don't include prayer and healing? And, you know, these guys deal with very specific concerns as it relates to high-tech medicine. And by the way, nobody listening to my voice should ever avoid doctors or hospitals. You know, that God has given us great gifts in this respect. But here's just one statement out of so many that I could suggest here this morning. This is from one doctor who said, we're very high-tech people. We're looking at whether or not, in all of the interest in the systematic investigation of medicine, if we've missed the boat with something. And here's the final line. The question is, have we ignored the rest of the human being, the need for something more that could make all the high-tech stuff work better? Oh, my word. All the high-tech stuff work better. I don't know that I know of any very many doctors who talk that way, but here it is. This line really suggests to us that there are folks out there who say, you know what, there's something beyond the explanation of the human physical nature that we live in. And certainly that is a supernatural impact on all of life.
Yeah. Well, you know, on this side, you know, us, you and I, individuals, Kelly, we're finite beings, right? And so trying to attempt to explain how God works in miracles is kind of beyond our capability and our understanding, and his healing is beyond our ability to comprehend, much less explain, right? So how should a Christian hearing this story this morning respond to Terry's healing and that story?
Sure. I have to say up front, I mentioned this a moment ago, let me say very specifically again, there is no substitute for the healing arts that God has given to humanity. We should take advantage of everything that we have around us in this wonderful world, and specifically in this nation in which we inhabit. We are grateful for them all. In Terry's case, and certainly in every case in all of life, God's providence, that Terry was in the right place with the right people at the right time to get him to the hospital. This was a huge issue for him in his life. And certainly in all of our lives, God is providentially superintending all events for our benefit. Let me just suggest a few ideas here as it relates to prayer for all of the listeners. First of all, there's a reason that Scripture says pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5. This is our responsibility. I find myself doing this all the time, off the cuff, in situations and circumstances that I'm really surprised that I find myself praying about whatever situation it might be in. But that's what we're instructed to do, that we pray constantly without ceasing. Intercessory prayer, that is that we are literally priests as Christians, 1 Peter 2 tells us. We are priests offering the sacrifice of prayer before the throne of heaven. This is a big deal for us, and we should never substitute our responsibility as priests before God. And that's an important concept for all of us to remember. And that's just, and then just generally, intercessory prayer as a whole, I really encourage all of us to go back to Second Testament, New Testament teaching to highlight intercessory prayer. There are so many different passages here. Paul, throughout his epistles in particular, he talks about this in 2 Corinthians 1, that the prayers of the people made a difference in his life. Philippians 1, Ephesians 6, 1 Timothy 2. All of these passages suggest the same thing. Our responsibility is to pray. We are entreated to pray. and we are to never stop praying. And because of that, God is in actively participating in our lives, and we are grateful for this. The miracle that took place in Terry's life is beyond words. That's what Scripture teaches us. And beyond that, we are grateful for the new life that Terry has on this side of all of the surgeries, grateful for his life and for the opportunities that he now has to continue living and to give glory and honor to Christ through this wonderful testimony.
Man, I love this story, Mark. I appreciate you sharing it this morning. We're out of time. Before I let you go, though, please tell Terry and Kathy from us here, keep telling the story. Keep telling the story.
Absolutely.
The body of Christ needs
to
hear it.
That.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to read the story, by the way, you can go to Mark Eckel's website, warpandwoof.org. Dr. Mark Eckel, president of the Comenius Institute, always a pleasure having you on.
I'm grateful to be here again. Blessings on your day.